right, so we've been talking about these scenarios, and Hudson brought up an interesting one that, okay, look, if you're the Pac-12, and you, let's just, for the sake of argument, you have Oregon. They run the table in the conference. They win the Pac-12 championship. Their only loss is to Auburn. If they don't make the playoff, the Pac-12 might secede from college football altogether. Because there's a scenario out there that could play itself out that could keep them out. And it's this. Clemson goes unbeaten, wins the ACC. They're getting in. Ohio State goes unbeaten in the Big Ten. They win the conference championship. They're in. And Georgia winning the SEC championship game over either LSU or Alabama, I gotta think puts them in the playoff. But that loss to South Carolina could hurt. But the SEC champion should get in, right?
Yes.
So then what do you do with the loser of that game if the loser of that game, Alabama or LSU, is unbeaten?
Coin flip.
If you take Oregon and Oregon goes, wait a minute, hold on one second. We're not getting into this thing. Our only loss was a last second or last couple of second, last play touchdown against Auburn at a neutral site game, and we're not getting in? Holy cow, yeah, I can't wait to hear that conversation.
Yeah, if that was to happen, that really would show that the committee just does not care about the Pac-12 at all.
They will say, we don't care about your level of competition in your conference. We like what Alabama's doing or LSU's doing.
What about another one? What if Baylor runs the table?
Right. What if Baylor runs the table? Now, let's take a look at Baylor's schedule real quick just to show you what they have left. They still have Oklahoma left, and they possibly could play Oklahoma again in the Big 12 championship game. So they could beat Oklahoma twice if they go unbeaten. Now, if they go unbeaten, they should get in. But is the committee ready to tell the SEC that their one-loss champion, is not going to the playoff?
Or are they ready to say that their one-loss champion is better than LSU and Alabama?
Right, right.
If we assume Georgia won.
Now, if we assume Georgia won, now let's make this clear. If Georgia wins this game, and goes on all the way through. They don't lose again, right? And they win the SEC.
They shock the world.
Right? South Carolina is their only blemish. And it was home, and it was ugly. It was bad. But they'll be closing out the season with a win against Auburn and a championship win against either LSU or Alabama. Don't think for a second that a Georgia victory over either one of those two teams isn't going to weigh heavy on the minds of the committee.
Especially if it's a convincing win.
Especially, you're right, if it's a convincing
win. If it's a convincing win,
The winner's Saturday.
You know what's funny? You bring up the scenario. This is something that is not, I don't think is on the radar of anyone.
I know.
Because we're not, I wouldn't even consider Georgia a threat.
We are looking at LSU and Alabama as the possible 1-2 SEC combination getting into the playoff.
Yep.
But Georgia has an opportunity to get into this mess. And if they do, and if they win, LSU and Alabama could likely be the winner of this game Saturday could likely be the number one team. I don't know how much they love Ohio State. Oh, when they were sitting down saying, okay, LSU is 2, Ohio State's 1, LSU is 2. We don't know what the margin is, right? The margin could be big, it could be small. And Ohio State's going to have a cakewalk against Maryland, but that LSU, if they go on the road to beat Alabama and win that game, is that enough for them to pop over Ohio State in the next rankings? Now, let's say it is. Let's say it is. Now, I know the committee says we throw it all out and every week's fresh. But if you continue to keep LSU at number one all the way through, right? If LSU wins and they've got this win against Alabama, and you keep them number one all the way through and Georgia's not far behind, especially getting a road win against Auburn, and they're not far behind as a one-loss team. If Georgia beats their number one, you've got to respect that, right? You've got to respect that to the point where you've got to consider them as one of the top four teams in the country. They've just beaten your consensus number one.
All right, real quick, right? Real quick, there's a little bit of breaking news.
Yep.
Chase Young will not play tomorrow versus Maryland because of possible NCAA issue from 2018.
Oh, boy. Really?
So kind of makes things a little bit
interesting. Oh, yeah. Now it's popping on Twitter.
But I don't think that's going to have an overall effect in the outcome of the game.
It's going to affect his Heisman chances. Everybody was screaming that he should be in consideration.
I think that's done. Now it's a two-horse race.
I never bought into that. I just don't think a defensive player is going to win.
No, but I mean, but now this makes it even clearer. Like, it's going to be a two-horse race now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I would do if I was Chase Young? I would sit out the rest of the season.
Get ready for the combine.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I hate bringing that up because I was like, I don't know his situation. He might like playing college football. I don't know.
He still has stuff to play for. He has the national championship to play for.
Every time I bring that scenario up, I get into with people going, "You understand the college football experience, man? The college football experiences, you can't take that lightly."
All right, I know. Which players are going to forego the bowl season if they're not in the top four?
I can list about 100.
Let's start that list.
Yeah, let's start that list.
Because, you know, in this scenario, we have Georgia going to the playoff. If Georgia doesn't go, is Jake Fromme, does he sit back and go, forget this.
Justin Herbert? If Oregon goes wins the rest of the way and they're one loss and they don't get to play for the college football playoff, I would not go anywhere near that bowl game. I'd be like, you know what? Screw you. We lost one time all season, and you won't put us in? We're the Pac-12 champions, for crying out loud. You won't put us in the playoff? I'm not playing in your stupid non-playoff bowl game.
How about
that you're rewarding us?
How about this one? Because you know, after this weekend, we could have the Heisman wrapped up. Jalen Hurts might be done after this weekend.
Yeah, Jalen, you're right. You're right.
He might just say, forget it.
I'm done.
I'm only playing for the Heisman anyways. Community doesn't like us.
Yeah, no kidding. Golly, it's
And there's
funny.
Not a chance I'm going to get the Heisman because there's no way they're going to give one school 3 years in a row.
It's so weird. I never learned my lesson. This is my thing. I'm willing to admit this, guys. I never learned my lesson. Every year I do this thing in college football where I go, oh my God, it's going to be like this. We're going to have one losses here and one losses there and unbeaten teams here. Oh my. And then in the end, college football goes, slow down. I got this. You're going to wake up some Sunday or you're going to watch it live on TV. I'm going to have this team lose and this team get upset and this team lose. And it's all going to work itself out. There might be some controversy, but there ain't going to be 20 teams fighting for the playoff on the final weekend of the season. Just chill. It's all going to work out. It's all going to be good. I never learned my lesson. I remember there's one, I wish I could remember what year, but all my years are starting to blend together. I remember it was one year, one Saturday, losses were coming all over the place. Boom here, boom there, boom here. Even late night Pac-12 after dark, boom there. All of a sudden you went, oh no, this is going to be fun.
No one's making it.
Yeah, no one's making it. No one deserves to be part of this championship fun. None.